LA mother run over with baby by teen driver blasts DA George Gascon amid early release hearing. A Los Angeles woman who was run over along with her 8-month-old baby by a teenager in a hit-and-run last year has criticized Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon after the suspect was granted a short sentence and asked for early release from juvenile probation camp. The woman, identified as Rachel, was hit by the intoxicated 16-year-old driver of the stolen vehicle on August 6, 2021 during a hit-and-run in the Venice neighborhood. Video footage shows Rachel pushing her son in a stroller when the vehicle drives straight into them. She tries to move out of the way but the car continues to veer toward her, sending her flying over the hood. The teen driver, who was reportedly on probation for a prior offense at the time of the incident, attempted to flee the scene but was promptly chased down by a number of onlookers. He was later released to his parents because he is underage and therefore the crash is not considered a violent crime. Incredibly, neither the mother nor the child was seriously harmed in the incident, although Rachel told Fox News Digital at the time that she had suffered severe cuts on her arms, hands, and shoulder and slipped 3 discs in her back because of the hit. Sent to juvenile probation camp. Despite the horrific attack and the teen's prior offenses, Gascon's office sought a 5-to-7-month sentence in juvenile probation camp. Juvenile probation camps serve youths who suffer from a variety of personal or social adjustment problems, according to the Department of Justice, including issues such as alcohol abuse, psychiatric, psychological difficulties, gang involvement, and weapons use. Such camps provide a wide range of programs and activities such as academic and vocational training, counseling, recreation, and religion, the department says, and are typically followed up with several months of supervised aftercare. An early release hearing was held on Wednesday after the teen spent just 5 months in the camp. Lawyers for the teen argued that his behavior has improved, but prosecutors pointed out that he had been involved in physical fights during his time in the probation camp. Rachel told Fox News that she was not informed of the hearing in advance. "I remain incredibly disappointed with the justice system in LA, but I am unsurprised to learn that I am yet again being denied my rights as a victim to participate and use my voice in the judicial process." George Gascon, she said. Earlier this year, Rachel criticized the short sentence for the teen, particularly in light of his prior record, telling reporters, "Someone with a criminal record tried to kill me and my son, and George Gascon thinks that 5 months of camp is sufficient punishment. He doesn't care." Gascon's office took the time to falsely comment on my case but has taken no time to ask how we are doing. "That's because he doesn't care." Gascon and his staff are highlighting their incompetence and their complete disregard for victims, she said. Ultimately, Judge Mario Barrera on Wednesday said more evidence was needed before he makes a decision regarding the teen's request for early release. In the meantime, Rachel says she has been forced to move from her home in Los Angeles following the terrifying incident. "I hate where I live because it's a constant reminder every time I leave my house of what happened to us," she told Fox News. "We have sold our home and will be leaving LA at the end of November, so I would like to ask that he remain in camp at least until then. I will fear for my life every day that I am in LA if I know he is at home." Gascon was elected in 2020 on a promise to implement sweeping criminal justice reforms but has come under heavy criticism following an uptick in crime and the deaths of police officers. The Epoch Times has contacted Gascon's office for comment.